How do you feel, baby? Good. Good. I really can't get over how sexy you are. Your skin, your scent, your warmth. Making you feel good gets me so riled up. I mean, I'm assuming I am. Am I? Please tell me what I can do better. I hear your moans and your sighs, and they turn me on so much. But you haven't given me any specifics on what to do or what you like. I'm flattered, but I can't be that good, right? What's that? I won't be offended, babe. Practice makes pleasure, yeah? It's just that I can't help but notice that you haven't really had many orgasms since we've been together. It's just the way you've been. You really don't mind? Are you sure? I mean, I will always respect your opinion. Your body is your own body. I just want you to know that if you're feeling uncomfortable in the slightest, the tiniest bit, I want to talk about that with you. You don't need to hide from me. I want to know what you're feeling so that I can make you feel even better. Do you have any trouble when you're on your own masturbating? Not as much. So it's mainly with a partner. Babe, you don't need to reassure me of anything. Shh, none of that, it's not you, it's me nonsense. I'm not offended. Sex isn't about making you come to prove that I'm good at it. It's made out to be a competition more times than not, but to me at least, it's about the connection. It's about the intimacy. It's about us. Making you come isn't about my pride. It's about the opposite. My humility. It's about your willingness to show me a side of you that you've yet to show others. And it's about how lucky I am to be able to catch even a glimpse of that vulnerability, to be able to hold you close while you're losing yourself to me. Of course, I'm not doubting how good you feel when you don't come, because I see so much of you already. When you look me in the eyes as I'm going down on you, when you're threading your fingers in my hair, and you're grinding into me, kissing me deep, mouth open and breathless and panting. I feel every moment of that passion. But I do believe that an orgasm is the epitome of pleasure, and I want to help you reach it. Will you let me do that for you? Baby, me spending time on pleasuring you doesn't translate to you being selfish. If anything, it's me being selfish. Me putting my mouth and hands anywhere I want on that sexy body of yours. me doing whatever I want to, letting my own urges take over, showing you how you make me lose control. I don't think you realize exactly how good I feel when you're feeling good. How dare you put my pleasure above your own? Just knowing that I have such a considerate, loving partner in bed with me. It's too good to be true. I stole your line. Well, I guess that means you're gonna have to find a new one. What's that? It's because it feels too good, so it's hard to let go. How do I do it? Well, let's see. I mean, fucking is fun and all. It feels good doing it alone, and of course it feels even better with someone else. I guess I approach sex with the mindset that the other person also wants my pleasure. Not more than their own, but because my pleasure in and of itself is their pleasure. My moans get them off. My urgency, my attention, my need, everything. And I don't consider that selfish because I feel the same way. I hold everyone who I've been with to that standard. And if they don't have that kind of mindset, they can go fuck themselves. Literally. Babe, what I'm saying is, I'm sharing an intimate piece of myself with you. You are the one that shorts my circuits. And without you, I'm not able to feel this level of euphoria. Both in and out of the bedroom. I can honestly say that I walk around nowadays knowing that I'm loved, and I'm supported, and I'm safe. It takes the weight off my shoulders, and a pep in my step. The peppiest fucking pep. And I don't come to prove to you that you're making me feel good. I come as a side effect of feeling all of those things. You are my orgasm. I let go because I know you're going to catch me every single time. And I say this with absolutely no pressure, that if you decide to jump at any time, I'm going to be there to catch you too. I'm sounding ridiculously cheesy, but I really just want to say that I'm celebrating your body every time we have sex. Every time we make love. And I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I'm not going to stop saying it just because you're blushing. So, you want to do this again?